All right, Quita. You already nodded. You already got your face on. So tell me how I was wrong. Tell me.
I wasn't gonna say that. I wasn't gonna
Yeah,
say
I know
that.
you weren't, but I'm just letting you know that I know. It doesn't need to be said. I just know what the energy is. Oh, when she spoon and
Like a
I.
BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi
Chaotic
moment.
and you're watching Black Bi Reality.
Black Bi Baddies.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and or listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a place for Black Bi Baddies and those who love us. I am your host, Nicole Weaver, entertainment reporter, currently writing over at Collider, and the main HBIC of this podcast. We are wrapping up our Love is Blind UK recap, and once again, I am joined by my co-host, Quita Tinsley. Hi, Quita.
Hey there.
I feel like for our intros, we just end up giving each other the eyes. We're like, shy.
I know. <You're> like, hi.
Oh, Guido, we got these weddings.
We do. We do. Is it just me or did it feel like they went by fast?
The weddings?
Yeah. Maybe I really like this season a lot because you're like, I'm lost in the sauce. Okay, I am. I am. I'm really loving it. So I was like, wow, this feels over so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I feel like with the U.S., version, I felt like I'd be like clawing my way to the end of the wedding episodes. Like, oh my gosh, will this be done already?
Mm-hmm. I feel the same way, actually. But I will say there are so many couples who actually made it to the end this time that every time I watched the final two episodes twice, every time I was like, and there's more? Like, every time Demi and Ollie have their moment, I'm like, okay, I'm ready for Catherine and Freddie now. But instead, you get Nicole and Benaiah, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm disoriented. What's happening? There's just so many. And then Maria and Tom, I always forget about them, and then they jump out of nowhere, and I'm just like, there's so many couples
I know
in this season. And therefore, the weddings are like, this kind of long, because we're fitting like, four weddings?
Maybe that's what it is. There's so many couples because the U.S., nobody's making it to the weddings anymore. We're getting like, what, three or maybe four weddings?
Yeah. I mean, ADE and Clay's wedding was a movie.
Went on for so long. Oh, that's what it is. Thank you. It's the sheer number.
We'll talk about what we did or didn't see based on what these couples are saying days before the wedding, because I forget that the switch up from we're moving out to the apartments to the wedding can be wild.
Exactly.
But we're going to go in order of the episode. So our Gemini couple, Sabrina and Steven. Oh, my gosh. Like, first of all, wasn't worried about them for a second.
No.
I love that we have so much green in here. She had blue bridesmaid dress. Look at this fart. Man.
I know. I was like,
why is he biting his lip like that?
What? I'm like, not Steven. Not CrossFit, bro. Wow.
You're taken. You're taken. Stop it. So Sabrina's brother walked down the aisle. I said the brothers held it down this whole thing because multiple brothers were taking on that role. Steven wrote some very cute words. He said he wants to be the hug when she needs it. He talks about their daily check-ins. I'm like, this is a rigorous, they might be Geminis, but they have to have some Virgo or something, Capricorn, because they're having daily check-ins on their relationship, okay? Nothing is getting through the cracks.
He's 5 a.m., or not 5 a.m., probably, but he's cold shower, right?
Oof, yeah.
Yeah, he has some rigor.
She said, "You got that." She's like, "I'm with you everywhere but there," because that's nuts. You know, I low key laughed when they announced that their names were Mr. and Mrs. Smith, because
Smith,
I'm
yeah.
like, we're joking, right?
I mean, that the Smiths.
They're the Smiths and his
Yeah.
white coat.
No.
Crossfitting. What are you training for, Mr. Smith?
Fight bad guys? I don't know. He
I
looks
don't
like he could be a
know. He
superhero,
does. And I love that they kind of try to play it like Sabrina might say no, because they're just like, Sabrina, what's your decision? And she just keeps
Right.
looking at the official, and then she
Right.
finally is like, yeah, I do. And it's like,
Right.
guys, we knew what this was. Don't even
Right.
try
They are so happy with each other. Like, I
it.
love them as a couple.
I love
And
it.
then, when they at towards the end, when they're like, oh, she's like, "Are you ready to see how the Irish party?" And he's like, "Oh,
Yeah.
like, no, the Smiths can party too." I was like, I wish I could have been at that wedding. It definitely
Yeah.
went till 7 a.m. the next day. There were very drunk people.
Yes.
Wow, I know it was a good time though.
I know it was a good time. I just know it, and I love that for them. I mean, I think in the teaser for the reunion, did you see that, by the way?
Haven't seen it. I need to
Okay.
watch it.
They make it look like he's very serious, and I'm just like, I'm still not buying it. I think they're fine, but we'll see.
I highly doubt something has ha gone down to make them not want to be together. They've no, what were we about to say?
Was gonna be shady for no reason, but I was like, if Colleen and Matt can get through the
Ooh,
whole we're
child.
not living together immediately, I have hope for these two.
Exactly. And honestly, I feel like in the pod, she was saying that she was so open to moving to London. So even if they do spend the majority of their time in London at the beginning, I think, it'll be
Yeah,
fine.
it'll be fine. Ooh, the next couple
Cool.
are Leo and Aquarius. Tom and Maria. I pretty much knew what Tom was going to do. Not
Yeah.
surprised to me, but what about you?
I was not surprised. I mean, I was a little surprised, but at the same time, I wasn't. 'Cause I'm
Yeah.
like, yeah, that he just that like her paying for breakfast incident, he was just like, "Oh, you're really committed to this." Like, you know.
He's like, I thought this was a bit. You're committed to the bit, and it's like
Like,
the bit is her culture.
it's her culture. Like, oh, they are shady for, well, not shady, but it's like, the officiant is like across, like love transcends across cultures, backgrounds, beliefs. And this man literally says no based on culture, background, beliefs. I was like, ooh, baby, love don't transcend that far. Like,
Not that far, not for some.
no.
So Tom said he was nervous last night. Not a good sign. Maria said that Tom is an amazing man. He doesn't even know it. That feels like to me when they had their conversations, Tom's talking about the very real like concerns that he has, and Maria's just like, you can do it.
Yeah.
You can be the man that I want. I believe in you. And
Yes.
his Aquarius self is like, excuse me?
Right. Like, no, I don't think you're understanding me. I do not believe in this as a principle and a way of life. She's like, no, I promise, sweetie. Like, one day you'll see what I mean and you can be this man.
Exactly. It's like the man knows. He's older than everyone else in the cast. He knows. Like, you didn't get a young one that you can train.
Right. It's like you're the young one, babes, and you're not listening to him, and he sees what this is about to be.
Yeah, he saw it from the pods. Now, this couple, I said, because now it's the first end of, it's the end of the first season of Love Is Blind UK, and I saw some people talk about who's the Lorne and Cameron of Love is Blind UK. And at first I was like, I think this couple would have been if they worked out. But then I have another nomination later. But that was just a thought I had.
I feel like Nicole and Benaiya would be more of like a Lauren and Cameron. But I also feel like there will never be another Lauren and Cameron because they were literally the first iteration of Love is Blind. So anything after it is not going to have that feel because we literally know what to expect.
True. Very true. Yeah.
Right.
Now, I think the very uncomfortable thing about the Maria and Tom of it all is, like, how into the family he got.
Yeah, and how welcoming her family was. Mm-hmm. But a part of me wonders if her family was being even more accommodating and, like, welcoming because his mother wasn't involved, you know?
I wonder, and a lot of people are speculating that. I don't really like... Like, I get it. It's natural to be like, why is this person not here and everything?
Yeah.
But I think then you go to the worst case scenario and saying, like, very hurtful things. Just, like, the assumption is that his mom probably did not approve because of the difference in culture. But it's like, we don't know that. And if it's not even an equation putting that out, I think just puts a bad taste in my mouth. It's like... Yeah, it's again when people on Love is Blind then doubt if someone's attracted to another person. It's like, is that true or you're still taking everything about what society says about how a certain person look and then projecting that when that wasn't even the case and like at risk of being hurtful?
Right. And it's like with him being almost 40, I can assume that, you know, his mom could be anywhere from like 60 to 80, potentially 90 years old. And I'm like, at the end of the day, Love is Blind is a television show. And some people might not literally want to be a part of this television show. You know, I'm like, you know, it's a lot. And if you care a lot about something, it's, you know, some people hold weddings as a very sacred thing, you know, and like, I'm like, there's a lot of reasons why a parent or any family member might not want to be a part of this. And it may not have anything to do with the partner that someone's chosen.
For sure. But yeah, he had a heart to heart with Maria's mama. Maria's mom being like, oh, just please respect her. He said, I'll make you proud. Like, what are we laying it on so thick for?
I guess also, but also it's like, what are you going to say? That, you know, I guess, yeah, you don't have to lay it on so thick. You can just be like, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I will try,
right.
I think that's it's the confidence. It's a loud confidence that you're going to get out of this or make it past this when you know what you're about to do. Well, all right. So he said that Tom says that she has been his support and she's beautiful inside out. Maria thanks him for being understanding, even if she's difficult. I didn't like that.
Yeah, and I was like, what does that mean? What have you been doing?
Right. I'm like, what's happening? And it very much sounds like she's already putting herself as, like, I'm the difficult one in this relationship. Mm-hmm. When I will give credit to Tom that he's mostly just like, this is just different values. It's not her or me.
Right.
It's just we have different values.
Right. And like recognizing the very real reality, if both of you want to have children and you have such stark differences in values and what you would teach them, like each of their messages would cancel out the other parent.
Yeah.
You know, like, so it's like he it ain't nothing against her culture, her background. He's like, we just fundamentally think differently about this, which I'm like, we all should be thinking about. I'm like, that's important.
Very.
It's not just like love.
It's called Love is Blind, Quita. What do you mean?
I love it. You know, I'm a lover girl. However,
yes.
Fundamentally, long term, this is not gonna work.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, so he says no, he needs time to see how things affect their day to day. He kisses her hand and says, "You look so beautiful." Then he walks away. I know that there was probably more happening up at that altar, but the editing was wild because he looks like and walk away. And then when we cut back to him, he's just walking in a green knoll. Like, what English fairy tale nightmare is this? Just a grassy knoll. This man, he says that he's concerned his son will be taught that he needs to pay for everything, and he wants his daughter to learn to be independent. Tom said it was harder saying no at the altar than yes, and Maria says that she's done, she's sad, but she's thankful for the experience. I think this tone, because we see this later where things don't go out the way that they expected, but the tone of still being thankful for the experience, and it's not like, I'm traumatized, but they like kind of have a gun to my head of like, I have to say that this might work. It just didn't work for me. It's like, I actually truly believe most of these people when they're like, I'm thankful for this, even though it didn't work out.
I mean, it felt like a lot of them were pretty emotionally secure. I think that to me, I feel like Love is Blind UK feels different because of like the emotional maturity of a lot of these people. It just feels far different from like how the US version often plays out, you know? Because when Maria said that, I truly believed her, you know?
Yeah, but it could be different things. It could be, yeah, the people that they're picking, which I absolutely think we have seen the consequences of some bad picks on our show. But also, it's just like the production editing, like what kind of story that they're trying to tell. And I think now Love is Blind is going for like real shocking or like upsetting, like hate watching where Love is Blind UK, I think, ended with hope still.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Pandering to the culture of the audience.
Is there anything else you want to say about these two?
I mean, oh, it was the family stuff with Maria was so sad though. Like having these heart to hearts with her brother, with her mother, and then he says no. It's like, ooh, it's the right decision. It doesn't negate any of this, but also like, oh.
Now, I for my second watch to prepare for today, I was on TikTok Live doing my notes, doing my slides, so please follow on there. But a big thing that I was thinking while watching was, wow, if I was a person who got said no to, but my story plays out like it did with Maria, I would at least appreciate that I had those family moments. Like her telling, because what she said to her brother was not just, oh my gosh, dad's not here today. Thank you for walking me down. She's like, don't think I didn't notice how you have stepped up since dad died. And that's just the day to day and stuff. And they're siblings. They really don't talk about like that, like when they don't need to, these are the times you do. And even if she didn't get wed, she's looking bomb as hell. She has this great picture of her and her brother. Like, that's a win.
I mean, clearly they don't talk about it that much because her brother literally was just like,
He was trying to shut that down.
he was.
He was like, of course.
Of course. Of course. Like,
Oh, yo, men and feelings are so funny. They're like, ew, genuine.
literally, like, ew, stop it. It's like, nah, let it marinate in your heart. Sit with it.
Say, Winnie, you're a good big brother, and the world knows it. All right, these two. All right, Quita. You already nodding. You already got your face on. So tell me how I was wrong. Tell me.
Wasn't gonna say that. I wasn't gonna
I know
say
you were, but I'm just letting you know that I know. It doesn't need to be said. I just know what the energy is.
This is such an air sign moment. Like, first of all, I'm just gonna name, okay? And
Yes.
I'm I mean, I'm just happy it played out the way that it did. I'm
Yes.
really proud of my girl Demi. I'm so proud of her, you know?
A queen. Like, this girl knew what she had to do because this is wild. Demi, she actually says at the girls' bachelorette, they go to the burlesque club, and she's telling her girls that, okay, we moved out of this apartment. I'm gonna wait and see if he puts in the effort. What does this man do? Ollie says that the time apart allowed him to think, as if this man wasn't thinking while they were in that freaking apartment, where the relationship fits into our old life. What the heck does that mean? Because the old life, you were single, and the whole point of going on this show is that we're looking forward to a new life with another person, Ollie. So,
What are you talking about, sir? What are you talking
when did we start considering the old life? I actually hardly know anything about this man's old life. He has not talked about it.
No. I mean, well, he said he was the clubs that Catherine mentioned. He said he goes there. He said I
Right.
frequent them a lot. So I'm like, So you'd be out in these streets with your boys. Is that what you're saying?
Where is his boys? First of all, Aaron's popping up all the time. He walked with this man
He was in
down
the pods,
the
right?
freaking aisle. Yeah, he was.
Okay, I was trying to make, I was like, is his best man a man that he met in this
Weird.
experiment?
This is very weird. He has one friend that is his, that he was talking to at the bachelor party where Aaron also was. And then, yeah, like he doesn't really have that many boys, which I'm like, Ollie, I know you have friends. Like, what's happening? Apparently, Aaron's his closest friend from the pod, which is good because we were pretty worried about him and Sam. But it's like, it's getting more suspicious. His mom's not there, but his dad is. They were twinning. It was cute. But it's like, what is happening? And yeah, even the warm, like, dinner that we had with friends, that was Demi's friends.
Right, because did Demi meet anybody in his life? Did we see that?
Don't think so. We
I don't
didn't
think
see
we
it.
saw that, right? We see them meet her friends and then meet her family.
Now, I heard someone say that Ollie was asked about this and he responded saying it just wasn't shown. But it's like, but Demi says that she
But
hasn't
she
met him.
said, oh, she did. She said she didn't meet his family until she said, I won't be meeting his family until the wedding.
So bad. So bad. Whew. Demi talks to her sister Chantel. Chantel is so gorgeous, by the way, like gorgeous family. And she reveals that Ollie and her have not been speaking since they moved out a couple of days. And I think this is a theory because of some language later, but I think Ollie asked for space. Because, yeah, she was like, I was, she says she feels anxious. The past days made me feel anxious, but I was letting him process. So did he vocalize, hey, I need a few days to process things. Let's just show up at the altar and make our decisions then.
I mean, he seemed pretty avoidant when the whole Catherine thing went down, so it wouldn't surprise me either way, if he just wasn't reaching out and communicating with her, and so she's like, cool, I'm gonna just give you space, or if he explicitly named wanting space, like I wouldn't be surprised by either.
Demi said that her head and her heart are going different ways. Aaron is getting him ready, and Ollie says that he's nervous. And Ollie's dad comes in, says that he loves him, is proud of him. Ollie said, now this is the one funny time I showed it to Jordan. Ollie says that he's ready to strut down the aisle. He's ready before his hair grows out.
I was like, okay.
Yeah. So Demi's dad, just the biggest daddy's girl. Demi's dad is like, I'm not losing you. And I was like, no, you're not.
You're literally not, but.
Yeah, so it's like, we know this, but I'm wondering at this point if she told him or she was still like, I'm going to make the decision on the day.
Yeah.
Because this will be wild if he did say that knowing what was going to happen. Now, I like this officiant for this wedding because she says that she asks every single couple, what do you admire about each other? I'm like, I want that.
Right. It's so important, you know. Oh.
But the answers. Did you know anything about their answers?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. So, now, Demi, she's like, I admire how funny you are, and this is something I'm also going to take for myself. His overthinking has made her patient.
Oh, yeah, I do.
A drag.
Truly.
He laughed at that. Now, I'm upset at Ollie's response because he said, oh, I'm so grateful for you. I would choose you 100 times over. But he doesn't say what he admires about her. It's a lot of listing of how she has done good for him.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, give me one trait. One trait about her, please.
No.
She had one simple question. What do you admire?
He's like, these are the ways she works to make my life better.
I like, admire. Just work it into a sentence. Please. She gave you the word of the day. Please.
Oh, my God.
Couldn't do that. And it's editing. Truly, they pick and choose any clip to give a reaction. But the clip that they had of Debbie's face after that, she did not look happy.
Yeah.
So... I was like, oh, Lord. I wonder if she was listening for that, too. Now, in the end, they have to make their decision, and Demi says no. This man goes, what?
I was like, he a Leo for real, for real. He was like, what? Not choosing me, huh? Yeah. Now what?
Yeah. Crazy
word. Sir, y'all were apart for like a few days and you just didn't reach out to her.
Couldn't call or text. What is with this? Like, this is exactly what was happening on Love Island USA. What do you mean you haven't called or texted your girlfriend or boyfriend?
Right. So it's like, and also, it's like one of y'all have to do it. And I feel like Demi felt clear that if she didn't take action, he wouldn't either. Right. So it's like, what dynamic are you trying to set up that she will be the one always reaching out to contact you? And if she doesn't, then y'all literally will not speak. Like,
I hate that. They're literally in their 30s. That's teenage stuff. Yeah. Oh, but like this person didn't text me back in this amount of hours, so then I can't respond in this many hours. And
right.
Who initiates the conversation? It's like tit for tat because everyone's very insecure and wants to know that they're equally into each other. And it's wild that he's still playing these games. So,
or he might not even be playing it. He literally just isn't. Think, you know, it's like he's not recognizing that he too has to do labor in this relationship. Like, no, it's not just Demi doing all of this emotional work and labor to make y'all work. Like,
for sure. So we'll see. The reunion clip shows Ollie saying, well, I've seen a lot of things online, so I got something to say. And it's like, what is it going to be? Because I think the biggest thing people have said a lot online was mostly whether or not he's attracted to Demi. And I'm not interested in, like, that being litigated on a stage. Please let it be anything but that.
Right. And it's like his attraction to her doesn't matter as much as his actions towards her. You know, it's like he wasn't able to reassure her. He was avoiding of pivotal conversations, was seeming not to want to engage with her when they took space. You know, I'm like, there are many things to point to and it not have anything to do with the fact of like whether he likes the way Demi looks or not.
Yeah, there's so many deeper things. It's like, it's so frustrating because it's like, this couple could have worked.
Yeah.
There was literally, they click so much. They're a couple that's so much like friendship is based on their romance, which is actually the most stabilizing thing you can have. Because if you're at least not having sex, I hope you can at least have a conversation and have fun with each other. But it's like, I don't know what's holding him back. I'm frustrated, but whatever. Right. I release it until the next season of Love is Blind. You okay?
Right. Yeah. It's like he's not there. And I'm like, honestly, as a tall, attractive man, he probably has not had to do a lot of work in relationships. And a lot of women probably haven't expected a lot from him. But it's like, that's not an excuse. At some point, we have to grow up and like learn how to show up within relationships.
Demi ain't no just any woman. That was your fiance.
Right.
That was someone you were seriously considering for marriage. So it's like, let's wake up. Let's wake up.
Right.
Moving on to these two. Oh my gosh.
She got the body of a dancer.
Yo, I was like, before I was like, oh, we're not going to get like a wedding song because like only Zach and Bliss have called out, you know, but then the UK was like, we have the land of the immigrants here.
Right.
Our wedding song is going to be this island jam. I love it so much.
I'm like, not Bobby's song. So of course I had to look up the video, of course. Yes. I was like,
I hope,
well,
he has residuals.
He had like 100,000 views when I watched it last night, and I'm like, the numbers are probably gonna keep running up.
And this is the fun part about this. It's like, you know, Love is Blind US, Nick and Vanessa were like, oh, don't get on here for fame, da, 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 da. But it's like, if one of your cast members is an artist, it's just part of them, and it could be so easily woven through. These people do not get paid enough to go through what they go through from their show. Give him his promo.
Exactly. Pay him for the copyright fee to play it on the show.
I love it. And
let's run up his YouTube, okay?
He didn't have to do too much at all for this to pan out, and I love that for him. Now, let's get into the leading up to this day. Jasmine and Bobby. First of all, Jasmine and Bobby, they are so cute. But because Jasmine has her insecurities, they be doing some high school stuff. Because the way that they were out for their bachelor and bachelorette party, and Jasmine had to call up her man, it's supposed to be all cutesy-wootsy, but low-key, she like, is he going to pick up his phone? Like, it would have been a fight.
Right. Is he going to pick up his phone and then I'm going to mention strippers here and he better be honest and tell me what's happening over there, because when I see the footage back, I'm going to get on him if I see a stripper.
Yes.
Jasmine, girl, calm down. Bobby knows you are a prize.
Mm-hmm.
That man going to love you. Okay. Mm-hmm. He seems so sweet. I mean,
yeah.
Let me not say that. Men will disappoint you every day. But, you know, I'm like, he seems to really love her.
I know, but she has her mom in her ear. It was cute. They don't have strippers, but they're at a burlesque thing. Whatever. Now, we're leading up to the day. Bobby has his cousins who come up for the wedding. First of all, look at Bobby's ears. He's so cute. cute.
He's so cute. I just like want to pinch his cheeks.
I know. And so this is one complaint I have about this show is that we actually have so many different cultures in this cast. And they don't try to take an ounce of a second to explain anything.
Any of it.
So, like, Bobby's cousins have these beads. One cousin's wearing it. He pulls beads out of his pocket. He's like, these were my cousins who drowned with his fiance, keeping him, that's his keepsake to bring him in to the wedding day. And I'm just like, but I want to know what the beads are. Like, tell, explain to me. I want to be in it. Like, I'm in it. I want to be in it more. It's just like we could learn so much.
Right, 'cause I would have loved to know more about Jasmine's background and culture, Bobby's family and culture. I feel like the only culture we really learn a lot about is Maria. Because it played such a big part of their story, but I'm like, I would love, because then I start to realize, I was like, I think Nicole's family is either from like the Caribbean or maybe West Africa. Yeah, I'm just like, people's families and Benaiah's family's German, you know, I'm like, people are from like very multicultural like this season.
Very, very true. So yeah, that's all I wish. Now, his mom's there as well, and his sister, and he thanks his mom for making him the man he is today. I'm like, why didn't we see Bobby's mom and sister meet Jasmine? I don't know. They go where the drama is, and the drama was with her mama. Now, speaking of Jasmine and her mama, like, don't stress her out. Don't stress her out. So, Jasmine has her girls, thank God, to talk
Thank
to
God.
on this day because she was like, yeah, I thought my mama would like switch up by the time of the wedding, but she hasn't. She thinks Bobby's more into me than I am to him.
Or no, Jasmine's more into Bobby than Bobby's into her.
Right, I couldn't even say it. I
Right.
couldn't
Because
even
your brain
phrase
can't compute it, because it's clearly not true.
And like, oh my God, oh my God.
I know. It was so triggering,
Yes.
like having a parent so similar to Jasmine's mom, because it's like in her desire to keep Jasmine under her control, it's like now you're also tearing down her self-esteem, right? Because it's like you insinuating that means that like he's the prize or he's the, you know, the thing in the relationship. And I'm like, clearly this man loves this woman so deeply, and you won't even allow yourself to see that to fully affirm your daughter on what is actually her wedding day. You know, I'm like, she ends up getting married, you know? So I'm like, lady, get over yourself.
She had
Like,
to take her last shots in just in case. Whew. So Jasmine, though, seemed very calm as she talks about this in her solo thing, and she's just, I think she just knows her mom's wrong, so therefore she's
yeah.
gonna stand in her decision. Now, I also think it's kind of interesting that the dress that her mom wore was a little similar. Like, it's giving the daughter really needs to make the mom feel special on this day, feel part of this day to reassure her where she fits.
Mom joked and was like, I couldn't let you outdo me. It's like, this is a joke, but actually, where is
Yeah,
it coming
she got the attention that she wanted because Netflix kept cutting to her almost every other second when they were doing or saying something. It was wild. And she also walked her down the aisle. So that's also not surprising.
No, not at all.
Now, Jasmine tries to get reassurance from her mom before walking down the aisle. She's just like, oh, I'm so nervous. Her mama said, of course. Then she's like, but it's okay. This is good. This is good. As she's crying. And I know that. I know what she's doing here. Because I have been in my head before around a similar mother, and it's like, just because I'm emotional doesn't mean I'm second guessing my decision. This is a good
Right.
decision. I'm not scared.
Right. And it's emotional because it's just a beautiful thing. You know, like sometimes we cry because we're so happy or so joyful, you know?
Yes, or we also cry because we're actually are stressed because
Exactly.
of the outside voices.
Exactly. That's true. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, ooh, and then we get to the altar. I didn't write much what a bar Jasmine said, because this is me. This is some healing stuff. She said, "Oh, Bobby, you showed me that love shouldn't be combative and kind." That's true.
It is.
That is true. Now, Jasmine's mom told Bobby that she loved him after they both said, "I do." Did you catch that?
But again, serving my same type of mom bullshit. It's like you
Yeah.
have been a demon. And you think saying a little "I love you" gonna sweep up your demon activity? It's not. It's not. I got my eye on you, but okay.
I've literally had to be like, "Don't tell me you love me if you go and do something shisty."
Don't
Like,
do
then
that.
that turned into a whole fight. So I'm just like, say it private. Say it with no one else around, and I'll believe it, but okay.
Exactly.
Oh, and then I love that Jasmine's back to dark hair in the reunion. She has dark hair, and I'm ready. I'm ready for a color switch up for the reunion time.
She is so gorgeous.
She is. She
She's
absolutely is.
gorgeous. She was so beautiful on her wedding day. Like the flower. Oh, so her and Bobby made such a beautiful
Oh yeah.
couple.
Shall we move on to Nicole and Manaya?
Yes.
Now, these two air signs. This is very interesting because what they said going into this, I'm like, they had some interesting conversations and maybe some honest conversations before getting to this aisle. Now, Nicole said everything is just frills, but she's focused on marriage. This day is about marriage. And I was like, sounds like someone who's been through a divorce. She's like, this wedding don't impress me much.
No, it's about what comes after that.
Yeah, and it's so weird because sometimes she sounds very realistic and with a good head on her shoulders. But later on, she says some things that I'm like, there's the romantic DeLulu Libra that I was waiting for to come out. So Nicole says that there was a need of validation when she picked Sam, and that wasn't right. And I'm like, thank goodness you named it. Because that's what it is, and I don't need Sam to ever think he was actually in the running.
He wasn't. He was just giving her what she needed to hear, but she actually needed to hear it from Benaiah. You know, she just wasn't getting that. And to his credit, he had been consistently love bombing her the entire time, telling her everything she wanted to hear. So, you know.
Oh, he couldn't hold water over Nicole. He really couldn't, and I am losing it. So Benaiah, first of all, he gets a letter from his mom and sister. They can't be there because he has a family member that's sick in Germany. But I was like, but the letter's a sign. They're like, we know you get married today.
Right.
So
Yeah, we're gonna send a note to you to let you know that we love you and we're here for you.
absolutely. And Nicole, she talks to her friends. She says that she was scared because this man did mention divorce during one of their conversations. And this is where I'm like, but girl, you actually been through it and you survived, right? Like, you can't be one of those, let's never talk about divorce, and you actually been through divorce.
And she didn't even say the word at first. At first, she said the D word. I was like,
I'm
you
like,
are divorced,
you
Nicole.
are an adult. You grown. What are we scared of? This is not Harry Potter.
Right, divorce is not the boogeyman. Like, you've been divorced before. Like, this
Oh my
man
God.
having a real ass conversation about a process you've actually been through,
Yeah,
Nicole.
you could tell him a little something something about divorce and get you guys right, but instead you want to
Exactly.
be shook. So I was like, oh no, girl, like we got to be realistic.
Her friend's like, why would he even bring that up? He's marrying someone who is divorced.
They're all DeLulu. I love the beautiful DeLulu world that this Libra woman made out for herself. It's exactly what I'm doing here at Black by Reality. Just my queer DeLulu, beautiful space where we don't talk about such things as divorce. We keep it very demure, very cute, very mindful. All right. Now, this man, he is so gone, just far gone, and I love it for him. Now, when
I was like,
I
he loves that woman. Like,
you
look at that face.
now, when I said that they left things undecided. And he did see her place. Now, why did his boy play him like this? Because his boy said, oh, you like having somewhere to stay. He said, I'm not homeless. If only he could put that in the earlier episodes for everyone who was dogging Vinaya since the beginning. But yeah, can you imagine while freaking Demi and Ollie haven't spoken, freaking this man is moving in to another
Exactly.
place.
Exactly.
Wild.
Just wild.
Wild. Now, Nicole's dad can't show because of her work, but her mama is there
Yeah.
and she walks her down the aisle. So another mama walking down. Now, this man. When this woman got to the end of the aisle, this man said, wow.
Right.
I mean, everyone keeps saying, oh, body. No one said, yes, body. I still stand by it. She loved it, though.
Goofy.
This is probably our morning cam of the first season of the UK because how this almost didn't even happen.
I
And
know.
now we're here. Now he oh, and why I said he couldn't hold water when he was talking to his friends, he was like, we left it undecided. But then he was like, but I know what I'm gonna do. I know what I'm gonna do. And the guys are like, oh, you know what you're gonna do? I
It honest, okay? I'm marrying that woman,
I am
period.
marrying her immediately, and I might get her pregnant immediately.
Immediately, period. Yeah, another mom walking someone down the aisle, another mom in an outfit that I'm like, huh, I want to know more about y'all's relationship because it was
Yo.
not only a very eye-catching dress, the shoes.
She said, I like your shoes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like,
It was a
okay.
club outfit.
It
Let's
was.
she wore one. She
So I
wore
was
one.
like, I need to know more about Nicole's mother.
Exactly.
I need to know this
I think
woman.
she's unique because
She.
her family's pretty unique, and I love that.
Yeah. Right. I feel like I didn't learn a lot about her family throughout this entire, like, her relationship to them, her culture. And I'm like, okay, now I need to know more about Nicole.
Exactly. Exactly. You know. So after their wedding, it was very interesting because it looks like they go into one of the intimate, like, dining rooms. They're doing this with the napkins. Now, I don't know. I'm watching this, like, with my anthropologist goggles on because I'm like, is this culture or is this just... Woo! Is it woo girl culture or is it like culture?
Well, we did that at my friend's wedding in Portugal, so it might be a European thing potentially. Yeah.
Got it. Got now, this woman does not know how to say her new last name.
She don't.
She said, "Say it again."
Right.
How many is that?
She's like, "I'll learn that eventually."
Yeah, I got it. I got it. I was like, "That's hilarious."
Nicole, did you not ask this man his last name before y'all got to the altar?
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe my anxiety. I would have been practicing that.
I'm wondering if they would blend their names. I don't know. They just give that kind of couple.
Honestly, I mean, they give me the type of vibe she would keep her last name and he would keep his too. You know,
just like. They just are so off the beaten path. Right. So they're just so in love. I can't wait to see them at the reunion. There's no drama. The only drama involving this is, like, of course, Nicole, because Sam comes back. And I hate this because Sam not only stresses out Nicole. Honestly, though, Nicole's honestly the least stressed by Sam, which is concerning. Mm. But Demi in the reunion trailer just yells to Sam because Sam's like, "Oh, it's fine. We just weren't meant to be." Demi's like, "Sam, apologize to this woman." So I'm just like, "Oh God."
I need to watch this trailer.
Yeah, you do. You do. So next, should we move on to Catherine and Freddie?
Yes.
We went through it with these two, like,
we did.
Freddie and Tom, first of all, let's take it all the way back to the bachelor party.
Yes.
Because Freddie and Tom were talking while all the other boys were doing whatever. And they were like, so all these other guys are, like, really into this? And I need someone to touch base because, like, we're not actually going to do this.
That's exactly how, like, they were like, wait, so, like, someone else is going to say no, right? Like, are all y'all, wait, like, someone, like, because I think I might say, you know, it's
like, the fact that they're both also really about their money. Because Tom's like, Maria's trying to get me to pay for everything and she don't even want to work. Freddie's like, his Capricorn self, like, excuse me?
Right.
Oh no, my partner got to work, but also my girl is trying to go to something called Nobu. What is that?
And wants me to actively participate in her routine shopping.
And Tom and Freddie, I want to know. I really want more of their kiki because I bet it gets juicy.
Right.
Take them to a pub, buy them a few pints, and let it fly.
Right.
Let it fly because I know that they were talking. But I was like, this is so funny. Because where's Ollie?
That's true. I mean, I think Ollie was committed to the bit. He was going to say yes. Because, I mean, why wouldn't he? He would get Demi.
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful, attractive woman who is, like, there for him, emotionally showing up, noticing him, paying attention to him. Of course he was going to say yes.
That's very interesting. A lot of people think he was going to say no. I don't really care. I don't. Demi got in first. That's all that matters to me. She rejected him. I don't care. And I think Either way, I definitely think he leaves thinking they're going to continue a relationship. I mean, he tells
Yeah.
the whole guest, oh, this is just a diversion. And
Yeah.
she's hopeful about the relationship. So they're definitely going to try and continue this.
Right.
I just feel like he probably would have wanted to do the whole, not right now, but maybe later.
Right. But maybe later. Yeah. Which is, I don't feel like he was upset by her
No.
saying no. Yeah. He's like, great. We can keep just dating. Perfect.
Yes. Thank goodness. Now, with Freddie and Catherine previously said, we have to remember, that she would not even go if she gets the inkling that it's a no. So what did this Capricorn do? He built the best smokescreen he can for this Taurus. Gave her lavish gifts like a Taurus would live with here's some diamond earrings for that ring, girl.
And he left a sweet little note in her bag before the ear. He was like planting little seeds,
Bread
le
crumbs.
breadcrumbs leading her to the altar.
He was like, I'm getting you to the venue. I'm getting to you to the venue, making you feel secure. She actually seems like, oh, I'm in love going to bed because she got that note. She absolutely needed that
She
assurance.
did. She did.
And then they end up here. Oh my goodness. So, yes, her friends, by the way, that you know Catherine was going through it. Because her friends were like, he wouldn't, why would he do all of this if it wasn't a yes? They're looking for any little signs that they can give her to also assure Catherine.
Yeah.
And even Catherine's still like, I have trauma. I'm really not trying to get my hopes up. And her friends are like, everything's fine.
I know.
She's like, I'm about to be murdered.
Literally, because I'm like, Catherine, I don't think you're in an emotional state to make such a huge commitment like marriage. Because I'm like, you aren't thinking actually about this relationship. You are focused on this man marrying you.
She
Like,
was focused on validation
yes.
'cause the whole big thing with her is that she fears rejection. The opposite
Right.
of rejection is like acceptance or like a validation, and that's all she wanted. I don't even know if it was specific to Freddie, and that's I think that's what he's calling out. Like he is so aware of her trauma that he's doing all these things 'cause I have to it's such a hard balance of like what he does because I can very much appreciate how much care he really wanted for Catherine, but I think he still doesn't understand the trauma that Catherine has because people were like laughing about it, but she names everything we said previously. She's adopted. Her birth mom gave her up. There's nothing that really feels that nagging feeling, but you can try. And for Freddie, his thing after he says no is, your family loves you. Your da 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 loves you. Like reminding her
Or,
because he knows that that's an insecurity of hers. But it's like if she still feels like it's a no, like her instincts after the no was, can I just be alone? And I feel her. I knew exactly what she was feeling because it feels false. It's probably that's your mind saying, I am alone. I have been rejected. No one is really here for me. And it feels false that you're all in my face talking about you love me and da 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 da. But this is a pattern I'm seeing in my life. And it's like, oh, Catherine,
Oh, baby, you need lots of support.
lots of support. And I hope you find a very rich man who's willing to give you the financial and emotional support that you want.
There we go, because that's what you need. I'm like, honestly, Catherine needs to be in her sugar baby bag right now, like not getting too emotionally attached to a man, running his credit card bill up, spending some of it on therapy, and like rebuilding her relationship to herself, because she didn't hear nothing Freddie said to her after he said, "I do not." Not a single thing.
Nah.
You know, it's she was ready to go.
It's not the time. Like, she was in shock. She was literally in shock, and you can see it, and she's just trying to hold it together until she's finally alone. And that's why she's asking for space. Now, and then before this, though, Freddie's sister. Ooh, Freddie's sister had a mission, and she made sure she executed that shit, and she did.
Yeah.
She did that.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
That's what Jasmine's mom thought she was doing.
Exactly. Her and Jasmine mama can have some tea time and like talk about some things. All right, so now she's just like, you guys are very different. She's a lovely girl. I love when they say she's a lovely girl, but you guys are different and you have to think about it. And it was so, because all the siblings are there, right? His brother's there too. And I remember the sister saying, like, we are all in this together, like, for life. Like, so this is a decision that he's, not just making for himself, but his family. And you just felt the responsibility and weight of that.
Right. know. And it's like, we don't like family meddling in people's business, but I think what she was raising the concern around was like rooted in like very real thing. Like, I felt like, I'm like, I don't know if Catherine is like truly understanding the responsibility that Freddie has. Like, I get it. She has experience teaching people with disabilities, people with Down syndrome, but I'm like, it's different to teach a classroom versus living this every day. You know, like this, like his brother is his family's responsibility and his responsibility. And I'm like, these are very serious matters. And if she couldn't even get past a prenup conversation, like, you know.
Very true. I wonder what that conversation ended on. We didn't see the outcome of that. So who compromised on what or didn't? It's so wild. But yeah, Freddie, he takes all this with him. He goes to the altar. Freddie says no, and he's loves her, but the time isn't right. Now, Catherine's friend was like, "Ooh, I can't wait. I can't believe he did it." She was like, I can't believe this. What? And I'm like, Freddie, the thing is, Freddie never lied. Freddie didn't even try to impress y'all as her friends. He laid all of this out. Why does no one believe this Capricorn man?
I mean, I think because she's emotionally immature and her friends are in a similar place, right? And like, they were like kind of like going along with her and her bullshit around like the bougie, but we're also trying to be like, but he seems like a beans on toast kind of, you know, like gently trying to show the mirror to her. And it's like, this is real. Like, this man seems to be very chill about his money, go home, live his life, take care of his family. Are you trying to be a Nobu and the hottest club?
After he tells her no, he goes in for a hug, and she said,
Don't hug me. But she said it in that way where she's like trying to keep a smile.
Yeah.
Don't hug me.
So get the hell away from me.
Freddie, back away slowly and leave the room, please.
Yes. Oh my God. He did.
He was over in the corner crying, and she comes walking out of the room.
Now his sister comes up. She's crying in his face. She's like, "Your words were beautiful, Freddie. You did." She had tears of relief.
Oh, she's like, "Thank God."
Woo! Woo! And Yeah, Catherine goes into a bedroom. Her friend tries to comfort her. Her friend still being pretty goofy because she's just like, yeah, I know you were really scared of rejection and everything, but I'm pretty sure this isn't the end. Pretty sure. And like, yeah, Freddie is still saying that he wants to date her and everything, but it's like.
Right. Do you know your friend?
Do you know your friend?
There's no way.
The way she emotionally shut down, I was like, oh, she is getting into that mode of, I am detached.
Right. I am completely detached.
Detaching from the situation because it's so painful.
Right.
So, and she already took off the earrings and ring. She was like,
ooh.
No, thank you.
Right.
No, thank you.
Yeah, she was not trying. When he came and he went to sit down next to her and then she like scooted. And I think he thought she was giving him space. I'm like, no, babe. She was like, do not sit next to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Get away from me.
Exactly.
He cannot understand. So, yeah, she cries. She cried to her friend saying that she was feeling embarrassed and stupid. Catherine says, you know, she believes that he loves her. He's not in love with her.
And I don't think that's true.
I think it might be true. Low-key.
I mean, it might be, but I think he's being very serious about the issue at hand. And absolutely. It don't matter if he love her, in love with her. Like, you know, I think it's like, I think the difference between like Tom and Maria and Catherine and Freddie is like Maria took it on the chin. And I think a part of it is like she could kind of see like we did not see eye to eye on this issue. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I believe if we did see eye to eye, we would be married.
Yeah,
right.
She didn't say that.
But like Catherine couldn't even really grasp his reason for saying no. All she could hear was that he said no.
That middle part of the season where Freddie is like, I want a prenup, da 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 da. You can keep on trying to say that you're not a bougie person, stuff like that, but you are. And then after his sister got him together about her behavior towards him, because she was like, oh, you play too much, Freddie. You have to stop doing this and this. Then he's like, you're mean. And I get it because Catherine at that point, I think she was like, I mean, I don't have to change, but I will. But I think she's also getting the sense of like, oh, this guy might not even like me. Because like, these are a lot of things now of like, you have to learn to be kind to this man. You guys have different lifestyles. He'll tell anyone he's not really caring about impressing anyone. Like, I can see it that he does love her, but he's not in love with her.
Yeah, and I think on the flip side of that is, like, is she evaluating if she even likes him?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you don't like his humor. You don't like that he just be in the house.
Yes.
You know, I'm just like, besides you thinking he's made by Jesus Christ himself, like.
Because of the abs.
Exactly, because the chief curator asked. Exactly, I'm like, he goes to the gym twice a day. He better, like, otherwise, what is he doing up in there? You know, but I'm just like, it was besides you being attracted to him, what do you actually like about this man? And I don't think you have that many things either, Catherine.
Like, she liked that he liked her.
Exactly.
If someone with that kind of wound of like abandonment or anything, you really do, I think, go towards the people who either are triggering the thing of I can't quite get them.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, this person's giving me everything that I want and desire. So it's weird. It's weird what trauma does to you because trauma is like, it's about keeping you safe.
Right.
But then it tells you really messed up stories to keep you safe. It's like, actually, don't trust anyone because they will abandon you at some minute. And yet I want marriage. Let's see how these two things come together.
Right. I want marriage, but I actually don't have the tools to truly evaluate what I like about another person besides the validation and affirmation that they give me.
Yes.
So real.
Whew. So where do we end up with them? Freddie is sad. There was a big part of him considering yes after she said yes, but they need to work out on their differences. Catherine isn't sure if she wants to continue the relationship.
Yeah.
Have you seen any rumors or anything about these two?
I haven't seen anything.
I need you to hold on to your seat just a little bit. Because word on the street is that Catherine and Sam?
That's not surprising.
I know.
That's not surprising at all.
I know.
I'm like, oh, that makes way more sense.
Yeah. So that might be a thing. Well, those are two hurt people. Yeah. Yo. Hurt people.
They're like, it's, oh no, horrible scenario, horrible setup. But
terrible.
Of course, they're definitely attracted to each other. Yeah,
acquiring things. Same. So we'll see whether they're together or not at this reunion. I don't know. It's given out of spite, but we'll see. We'll see.
I'm sure. And he'll tell her whatever she wants to hear. You know, no matter how true it is, which is part of what she needs. She doesn't want to actually have real hard dialogue. She just wants to be told everything that she wants to hear. And he inevitably is going to break her heart and abandon her in some way. And she gets to relive this trauma narrative that she has. Or she'll get some sense and she'll leave him in the dust and see
That's
him for
I'm
the
hoping.
Major red flag that he is.
That's what I'm hoping. Because it's like, I don't know. I don't think Catherine's a bad person.
No, she's clearly very traumatized.
Yeah. And it's just, I see that. I feel that. I don't know what Sam's deal is. I do not care. What is our chaotic bi moment?
This isn't actually a bisexual. Well, no, it's just chaotic. I think it was like Nicole's mom's outfit for the wedding. Because honestly, it's something I would wear, but yeah. Also I feel like if I actually ever have kids, someone will help me be self-aware enough to be like, okay, bomb ass outfit, not today.
I feel like I want to give Benaya it. just
Benaya.
Because he's so chaotic and such, it was chaotic good. And then this man has a top bun on his wedding day and coattails.
Yes.
I feel like that was a chaotic bisexual outfit if I've ever seen one.
Yes. Like,
did you catch when she was looking at the officiant and he just like took a peek at her? And she didn't look back. Beautiful black moment was split the difference. Because Demi telling this man no and just knowing, she's like, yeah, I love him, but I'm not a fool. How are you not going to talk to me before my wedding day? Are you wild? Are you good? No, I'm walking away looking stunning. And then Nicole, I mean, everything about her freaking wedding was so romantic because this man is so in love with her. I love that he's just manifesting it so physically for her.
I know.
It's so good.
I think my beautiful black moment was just Demi with her dad. And he's like, you know, it's so weird because you're my baby.
I know.
Like,
And then in the end, they just sit in that car looking like twins.
I know.
She's a light-skinned version of him.
And he's like, are you good? And she's like, yeah. Are you good? And I'm like, Demi, shut up. Only one of y'all just said no at the altar.
But we'll have to see that man one more time for next week's reunion, which we will be back to discuss. I will see if I can get a guest for it. We'll see. But this is it for this recap, unless there's something else you want to say to Quita. All right, Quita. where can people follow you?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at @hello_Quita, where I'll be talking about social justice and pop culture, and I'll be dropping a podcast soon. Yay. Yeah, called Grassroots University, so follow me to learn more.
Yes, yes. And I'm Nicole Weaver, your host. You can find my reporting covering reality TV with Collider below. Please follow Black by Reality across all socials. Subscribe if you haven't already. Like and let us know what you thought and what you're looking forward to with this reunion. Because again, we will be back to talk about that. And that's it, baddies. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.